Hey, this episode of Juan Epstein is brought to you by our friends at Bevel. GetBevel.com.
Woo!
Hey, Saif.
Hello!
What's happening? Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
And how are you?
Hello!
Again. Okay. What's happening?
I was trying to make hello our hey now.
Hey now.
Because that's from Seinfeld. Hello!
I might be turning on Howard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
You're going to end up just resisting me on this issue because you're so not political, and this isn't about Trump. But the day listening to his audio the day after Orlando, I'd never heard it, and he spent his entire rant defending guns. I don't know.
Oh
if
my
I can.
God, are you serious?
So it's a horrible belief. It's an idiotic belief.
Then you definitely don't listen to him because he says he defends the Second Amendment, not wilding out with guns. He feels like people with they should have a screening process.
Right, but I'm just saying, I was offended by the idea that the first thing you decided to talk about was being mad at gun nuts.
You get offended by what some man says, you're a douche.
Why? But I listen to a show.
Yeah,
you buy into people's show. You buy into their whole thing.
I don't get offended. He believes this. Cool, I don't believe that. I like this part. This part makes me laugh. I like this part. This part's interesting. I don't get offended. Oh, my God, I'm offended. He likes guns.
But guns kill people. That's actually really an important issue. But you don't believe in politics. Think about it. You don't even vote.
Getting offended by Howard Stern or not getting offended by Howard Stern is not going to change whether guns kill people. You're a fan of the man for his radio techniques over the last 20, 30 years. And you're getting offended over one thing, and then you're going to black on him?
I'm not going to brown.
Are you going to Indian him?
I'm not going to black. I'm not going to brown. I'm not going to anything. He has moments. It's the same as, like, family members you have to a certain degree. Howard has moments where he seems old and senile, and what he says, I'm like, you sound fucking insane. Number one, his gun thing. Number two, his Israel stuff. He has issues where I'm like, bro, you are so lost. And here's the one other thing that really irks me about it. And it is more like family, because you're right. I'll always love Howard. But there's things like from a family standpoint that really bother me. Like I would argue with a family member. You know how not with his character it is that he's into guns? I've never met a Jew who's into guns. He is not a Jew. He's Jew adjacent. There's no Jew who's into guns.
I care nothing about what you're saying.
But that's you.
Yeah, I know.
But it's reasonable.
I'm the one who said it. Of course it's me.
But, like, it's not wrong. I mean, it's fine that you say you don't care. So where do you draw that line, by the way?
What line?
What if the line's racism?
I don't have a line. There's no line. You can't offend me. I don't get offended.
So you will support, and so you would support
someone.
What do
you mean support?
Listen, tell people you're a fan. But I love Howard Stern.
Yes.
He comes out and says, I honestly do not like black people. I will not associate with black people. I'm not into black people.
That doesn't bother me at all.
You would just keep listening, support the person, and ignore their beliefs.
Yes.
Then you're not human. There's
fine. Whatever you want to call it.
You do not.
Does he still have great interviews? If he's a racist, but he has great interviews?
You would, yes, sure.
Yeah.
She would sit and listen to it still.
I don't care what people, I don't care about people's opinions. I don't look at entertainers and broadcasters for my moral groundwork. You know what I'm saying?
But if you have your moral groundwork and someone has something that you believe is morally wrong,
their opinion.
But opinions can be hurtful and wrong and dangerous for the world to hear. Like something that shouldn't be propagated anymore.
Maybe to you, it doesn't affect me. I don't care what your beliefs are. I don't care.
But if he reaches 100 million people, it does affect you. That affects the world that we live in.
No. I don't say it doesn't affect me. I'm saying I don't care. It might affect the world. I don't care what his beliefs are. I don't care what anybody's beliefs are. I don't look at artists and musicians and broadcasters for what I believe is right or wrong.
But a friend you would care. If a friend said to you, I hate black people, I don't associate with them, you would say, oh, I don't care. That's your opinion.
A friend is different, yeah. A friend I would be like, oh, that's kind of weird.
Okay, so it's more about where we draw the line of how we feel about the people, what role those people occupy in our lives.
Sure.
More than that you don't believe in having moral problems with people. Because you do have moral problems with people.
But that's not what I said. You're twisting.
I'm finding the common ground.
I didn't say you
don't look to entertainers. You don't care about your entertainers being that way. You're not saying you don't care about friends being that way. And if I take my entertainers, like if I take Howard, the way I listen to him to feeling like he's kind of a friend,
That's insane.
That's something you, but yeah. But by the way, it's an insanity that I'm used to. You see it when people come up and react to you if they listen to one app.
I appreciate you listening, but we're not friends.
But people feel often, especially with radio hosts, a kind of kinship.
That's them. I don't.
I sort of believe you. Let's talk to someone who we know is crazy.
Hold on. Before you call anyone, I got to send a rest in peace shout out.
Oh, come on. Really?
You already brought it down. I'm going to bring it down.
No, I didn't. I was just trying to make a point. You argued with me.
And it's crazy that I didn't even know my friend was this person. But so remember I told you about my friend who I grew up with that married my ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
And he became like this Christian rap producer and DJ?
Yeah, yeah.
My friend Nelson, who became DJ Official.
Yes.
Who I didn't know was Lecrae's DJ all this time, which is crazy.
Okay.
So somebody hit me on Twitter and was like, just so you know, your friend Nelson's in a coma. I was like, what?
When was the last time you talked to Nelson?
Not a while ago.
Years.
2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. He would email me once in a while. It was very loose. Very loose, but always love, yo.
How do you know him?
So he lived in Long Island when I first met like Riz, and I used to come to the city with Riz. He used to come with me. He used to hang out with me, and we would go like on record runs and stuff together. And he was stealing from his job to afford to come hang out, stealing little things, or stealing money from the register, little stuff like that, and got caught. And was, like, traumatized by it, like, embarrassed almost. He didn't go to jail, but he was very hurt that he
did something stupid and got caught.
And that's when he started going to church.
Wow.
And became, like, you know, he got saved, you know, he cleansed his soul. And in church, he met my ex-girlfriend, and they got married.
And she was in there cleansing her soul because she had your dirty, disgusting
germs
in her.
Okay, we can't make jokes about this right now.
Oh, sorry.
So, yeah, but yes. So apparently as I was reading throughout all the Facebook stuff and tweets and I had to put it all together, I tried to contact her, but obviously was going through a lot. But at the time, some kid on Twitter, I don't know who he was. He says, I met him first and then he moved and then met my friend. Which, why is everybody meeting us together? It's weird. He's like, he's in a coma. So then he sent me a link and it was like a link to like some kind of like crowd.
And what's Nelson's DJ name?
DJ Official.
Straight up just spelled regular?
Yeah.
Okay.
Grammy Award winning DJ Official. The link was to like a fund to like help the family while they were looking for a lung transplant, which reminded me of Jake and all his lung issues that we know about. You know what I'm saying? Then I saw the goal was reached on the crowdfunding thing. So I reach out to his wife, but I got no response. Well, I didn't even expect one. I just didn't know what else to do. And then Lecrae hit me on Twitter. And Lecrae's like, yo, DJ Official, he always spoke so highly of you. He loved you, man. You know, da-da-da-da-da. So I wrote him back. I was like, you know, can you give me some information on the family? I just followed you. Can you follow me back so you could DM me? And then the next day, this first kid who tweeted me said Nelson passed away. So apparently he got the lung transplant, but he never got out, like he was in a coma. It didn't.
So he got the transplant, but it didn't
take. He got the transplant, something, I don't know, some kind of complications. And he never woke up from the coma is what I've been reading. So rest in peace to Nelson Chu, a.k.a. DJ Official.
What was his ethnic background, Chu?
I forget. He was some kind of Spanish.
Damn.
Cool guy, man. I think he has two kids.
39 years old.
Huh? Yeah, I think he moved to Ohio because it was closer to where the lung specialist or whatever it was.
He had bone marrow cancer, it says, by the way.
Yeah, that was separate.
That was separate.
Yeah.
He had a rare form of bone marrow cancer,
and then
which also affected his kidneys. He had emphysema, which lowered his lung function.
Yeah.
Did he get emphysema? He did.
But I didn't know he was Lecrae's DJ. That's crazy.
You would have been hitting him up for gigs for the last. You would have been bothering him on a biweekly basis. I be like, what's going on?
I'm not into Christian hip hop, But if my friend is the DJ for the biggest one, I would have went to a show.
Of course. And by the way, Lecrae.
And I like Lecrae's music.
Yeah, he's barely, like, he's Christian rap.
No,
it's not in your face, like.
I get it. That's why I like it. Like, it's good music. So, yeah.
So when did this happen?
Last week when I was in, this week, I just came back from L.A. this morning.
The article on the XXL is from August 15th, 4 days ago.
Yeah. It says he passed away in that
article.
It
says he passed away.
Yeah, so I read an article before that said he was, you know, in a coma. And then they must have updated it.
August 14th, Lecrae tweeted, "I know you DJing on the other side. See you soon."
So sad. Is that me? So, yeah, rest in peace, Nelson Chu, man.
So, yeah, rest in peace, DJ Official. That is horribly sad. Yeah. Also, rest in peace to my wife's Nana. Nana passed away 2 weeks ago. Totally different story. She lived to almost be 89, which is not nearly that kind of tragedy. But she was a cool lady, and her and I had a nice relationship. And she was not when I met her, and she's the most whitest Christian lady who've ever lived. I did not think we would end up being as cool as we ended up becoming. But really gotten off to a depressing start. You know how I know to pick things up, Syph?
Yeah.
There's only one way. And that is to call Keith Murray.
Okay. Why?
I know what you're saying.
Why is that?
You're saying why?
Yeah, why?
Because Keith Murray randomly texts me once a week. And when he does so, he'll text me all day. Like all morning for 4 hours.
Okay.
And he's just a crazy man, as you know. Let's see if he answers. Maybe he's busy and he's not going to answer at all.
It's kind of early.
Well, he's already texted me.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Oh.
He texted me to find out if we played the audio from when he last called up.
Did he text you the Bomba Z?
Here.
Hello?
Keith!
Yo, what's up?
Hey, it's Rosenberg and Cypher Sounds.
What up, Keith Murray?
Hey, what up? How you doing?
Mr. Murray, once again.
Good morning.
Uncontrollable. Keeping it jiggy.
Ice.
Ice is strictly ices. How are you, Keith? What's happening today?
Good. I was actually on the other end with my lawyer.
Oh, no.
Randy Acker.
With your lawyer what?
My music lawyer, Randy.
I know
Acker.
Randy. Randy's a good guy.
Yeah. Peter Rosenberg. Rosenbro, that's his new name. Mm-hmm. Rosenbro.
He named me Rosenbro this week. Thank you, Keith.
Sounds racist. Did y'all play my segment?
I got to be honest. I'm not lying to you, Keith. I honestly don't know.
I know.
I record it, and then I don't know. I'll ask you, bro.
Yeah, that's that Hot 97 shit.
That sounds. That's what it sounds
you
like.
You know what it is.
But guess what? You're on right now. You're on Juan Epstein. This ain't getting edited out. You're here.
Yeah, Juan Epstein. Good.
So
let's get it.
What's popping, Keith? How's life these days?
Well, popcorn pops. I get it cracking, baby.
Okay, what's cracking, I should say?
Well, I got a new single out called I Know You Love Me.
Okay.
iTunes, and you can look on all the social media spots. It's banging, it's dope, it's crazy. I just did the Apollo. I was at the Apollo. DMX brought me out last week. It was stupid.
Oh, here's your record. I found it right now.
Thank you.
Produced by Sickness.
Yeah, Sickness from Central Islip, Long Island, where I'm from.
CI
Do or Die, not to confuse with Coney Island.
Right, correct.
Wait, CI is what in Long Island time?
CI Do or Die, don't believe me, I'll punch you in your eye, not to be confused with Coney Island.
But what's the CI? What?
Central Islip.
Central Islip, yes, yeah. Of course.
Long Island, by way of Roosevelt.
Syph, you and Keith Murray have some background in common, would that be correct? Location-wise, Long Island?
Not really. He's Suffolk County.
Oh, do you look down your nose at Suffolk County?
Okay. Not at all. It's just he was over there.
Suffolk County, but I'm from Nassau too. Roosevelt.
From Roosevelt, the home of Howard Stern.
Ah, yes.
Howard Stern, Eddie Murphy, and Public Enemy.
Don't get that twisted. Don't get that fucked up.
And Dr. J used to live on the block my grandmother live on right now.
And maybe even Teddy Roosevelt. I don't know.
I don't think Teddy Roosevelt is from there.
Okay, it's called Roosevelt.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think it's named because
FDR?
I don't think any of the Roosevelts are. I think they're named after. No, guess not. I don't know how long Roosevelt's been.
Dr. J got a block called Dr. J. My grandmother live on that block right now.
Really?
I don't want to tell the name of the block, his house that he grew up in is on the corner where my grandmother lives.
Keith, you're sounding very sober and clear to me. Are you sober and clear these days?
Why would you ask that question? Of course I'm sober and clear. It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Why would he ask that?
Because I've seen times when there are times when he is less clear, and there are times
85% of America is on some type of drug.
How much?
85.
Peace, God.
Medication is a synthetic form of heroin. But yes, thanks for asking. I appreciate your concern.
Thank you, because I do love you.
Yeah, and I advocate no drug use for the youth of America, and you would be seeing my campaign for that because, you know, underprivileged kids in the ghettos and stuff like that is easy to say, okay, do the hard thing, huh?
Daddy!
Hey!
Hi!
Oh, nice. Say good morning to Epicene, Shell, Peter Rose, and Bro, and Cypher Sounds.
Hello, children.
Hi.
Hi, children.
That's Maddie and Dolly. Lonnie.
That's your daughter?
Two daughters, 8 years old and 4 years old. I have another daughter.
Are your kids, did you tell me that your kids were like half Jewish or something, or did I make that up?
I have a 13-year-old that's half Jewish, half black. Her grandparents is from Israel.
Oh, very nice. Did she have a bat mitzvah?
Yes, and actually, DJ Khaled was at the party at the bat mitzvah in L.A.
No way. Why?
Yes way. It was on Snapchat.
It was on Snapchat?
Snapchat.
Yeah, her mother does press for DJ Khaled, and I'm a friend of his, and he came to the... After the bar mitzvah, we did the whole thing.
Wait, who's
and
that?
He came to the party. It's on Snapchat.
No, yeah, what?
Snapchat.
Snapchat. There you go. Snapchat.
I call it Snapchat because I really don't be on there. And she'd be like, you got to get on there, Daddy. I'd be like, yeah, okay, I'm going to do it. But you can reach me on Keith Murray Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Facts.
And of course, I dress better than any gay man.
What was that line again? I forget the line.
I dress
better than any gay man. Yeah, that line.
You reach me on Instagram, and I dress better than any gay man.
All right, Keith, we just wanted to check in and say what's up, man. You're one of my favorites. I'm glad you're doing well, and we want to have you back up here soon.
Yeah, thank you. Go to the iTunes. I know you love me. Please play the record.
And send me the clean. Yeah, I'm gonna give you my email so you can send me the clean, all right?
Yeah, the clean is on there too, but I'll see.
Oh, it is? Oh, if it's on there, I'll buy it. No worries. If the clean's up, I'll buy it.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. And also, you be saying that you don't go to events. Y'all be everywhere.
I know.
Make sure you let Keith Murray know when the events
are. I will. I promise.
Know my face.
Laura, do you hear that?
Cypher Sounds too. Well, Cypher, I need to go back to that show.
Yeah, I had you at my event and you showed up, I don't know, 8 minutes before it ended.
I showed up late and the girl told me not to go on stage and I should have. I kicked myself in the butt.
I've never ever heard you listen to a young white female. Usually pushed right through that.
No, she wasn't white. It was the black girl from Long Island.
Oh, the black girl. Yeah.
The black girl from Long Island.
Shut you down.
Yeah, I do listen to white girls too. It's a racist world, but I'm not racist and I'm not standing for it. Black, white, brown lives matter.
Yeah.
And you're not for Donald Trump. That's a fact.
I'm not for Donald Dump.
Donald Dump, exactly right. Are you for Hillary?
Yeah, and she's kicking his ass, and I'm going to perform at the inaugural ball.
And you saw her at the airport once, isn't that a fact?
I saw her at the airport, and believe me, I'm going to perform at the inaugural ball.
My Are you sure?
My publicist and manager is setting it up.
See,
and
the thing about Keith Murray is, for people who don't know who he is, let's say like a Hillary Clinton,
okay,
and she looks on the program of who's performing and it says Keith Murray, she might think it's a nice Jewish performer, maybe, you know?
Hillary Clinton's not Jewish, but before I go there, we're gonna make sure all the rappers, I'll be telling my managing caregivers, the rappers went to the White House. They talked to Obama.
It's true. No, you're right, Keith.
I know we're gonna do this thing for the women. I know Bill and her did the whole thing about the prison. They incarcerated a lot of people. And as I watched the political thing, like I told Rosenberg, that Sanders was doing good. He was all right. He should have been a Republican. We would have had a good fight against him.
That's a good point. If they went straight up, if he'd somehow run as a Republican, it's an interesting thought, Keith.
It would have been a good fight. But at the same time, the women is coming in, and I'm for the ladies. And I'm not with all the policies, but I know she's going to correct it.
Thank you.
And I'm going to bring y'all with me when I go there.
I can't wait.
Please,
Keith Murray coming from the north, south, south, east, and west.
Rhyming to death, making the whole world want to take a deep breath.
Is he still herb pumping, though?
Are you still herb pumping?
420, baby.
Thank you. All right, Keith, talk to you soon,
well,
man.
Well, that's the music, the Urban Trump and Get Lifted. Look that up, 420. But I don't have it. You know, they're making a lot of money, billionaires, while people are still locked up trying to feed their seeds.
That's very true, and they're making money off all this legal weed. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, off the seeds while people are trying to feed their
the seeds.
The people are locked up. This is crazy, a conundrum.
Keith, we love you, bud. Talk soon.
All right, peace.
Peace. He should be the president of our whack pack. Am I wrong? Or am I right or am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, Laura, do you want to go near a microphone so you're not just hovering over me?
Sorry, I'm just like shoving sausages in front of Rosenberg.
Oh, sausage party. Yeah. Nice.
Hey, do you guys want to say bye to Johnny Ten, the intern? He really wanted to say bye to you.
Please bring Johnny Ten in. In fact, he can say goodbye on one.
Is that the guy who let us in? And directed me to the studio? Yeah, it's right over there on the right. Yeah, I know where the fuck it is, man. Fuck is this guy, man?
I used to work there, you dick. Come on in, Johnny Ten. Grab a microphone, man.
This microphone here. Yeah.
Let's grab a mic here for
that one. That's good, yeah. Who is this guy?
Johnny.
Hey, Rosenberg.
How are you, man?
How's it going?
This is your last day.
How long has he been here?
How long you been here, Johnny Ten?
May 31st.
I can't do math. How long you been here? What was that, a month? Two and a half months?
2.5 months. Yeah, 2.5 months.
That's how long? Oh, interns, is that process?
Summer vibes.
Keep them long?
Summer vibes. Did you have fun, Johnny Ten?
I did.
What's his name?
Johnny Ten.
Ten, like the number 10.
Why did we call you Johnny Ten?
So basically they called me Johnny Ten because anytime I did something wrong, they would lower the number. So some days I'd be Johnny Seven.
Some days Johnny Five. But why did we do that in the first place? Your name's Johnny.
Is your name Johnny?
Because he started fucking up and I was like, it's Johnny Ten. I came in with Johnny Ten. I was like, you're Johnny Seven today. You're fucking up.
Right.
But he's Johnny like short circuit.
Oh, I see.
Johnny Five. Yeah.
So like if I forgot to put in like almond milk in Rosenberg's latte, then it would be
It was a rating system.
Yeah, it was a rating system. Exactly.
Where are you from, Johnny Ten?
I'm from the Bay Area, Berkeley, California.
Oh,
shout out.
Bay.
Yee. Shout out.
You're not from the Bay. Marissa, you're not from the Bay. Marissa, you're not from the Bay. No, you're not.
It's great.
What?
Doesn't matter if you have sex with someone from the Bay.
Don't do that. She's playing herself.
See? Thank you, Johnny.
Oh, even Johnny Ten's coming for you. Last
Johnny Ten's coming. And guess what? He's not an intern anymore. He can say what he wants.
Where does Johnny Ten go to school?
I go to the University of Wisconsin, Madison. I wouldn't have made that decision, though, if it weren't for the scholarship program I'm in. So,
okay.
Pretty cool. Are you broke?
You're
a college kid.
Not really.
No, but you got a scholarship. Maybe his parents are broke.
Not really.
Prep. Why not save your parents the money?
So how did you get the scholarship? You smart?
I like do a little art and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you ever show us your art?
Because I'm just not good at showing people my art yet. I'm not confident enough.
But you know, Laura's really into art direction.
I'm not confident in enough in it yet. So.
Does this guy do drugs?
You do drugs there, Johnny? Sounds like drugs are Jason.
Yeah, sounds like it.
He's in college, Saif. He's having fun. He's out here experimenting.
What kind of Asian is he?
Why do you ask talk to him? Why are you talking to
I don't know him. I don't talk to new interns. Yo, why are you talking to me like that? Like, you know I don't talk to first day.
My bad. In the words of Saif, what kind of Asian are you?
I'm Filipino, Chinese, and Hawaiian.
Filipino, ooh. Saif, you have some obligatory Filipino jokes you like to make?
And hip-hop.
No, not at all.
And hip-hop. Johnny 15.
And you spent a lot of time in Hawaii, too, right?
Yeah, my dad usually tries to bring the family out as much as possible. I mean, it's always expensive to go out there, so it's like...
Who's calling me? Should I answer it?
Every time we try to go out there, it's like... Hold on, Johnny Ten.
Oh,
yeah, no worries.
Hello?
Hi, Seth Mara.
Hello?
Hey, Seth, it's Mara. How are you?
Oh, hi.
I wanted to actually release you from this Sunday. I know we talked about doing it.
Why is that?
Did you just get fired?
Because the days are just turning out to be much longer, and I can't raise the rates. And we started using someone else, and I think we're just going to continue with that person.
Wow. That hurts. That hurts real hard.
I'm sorry. Can you find it in your heart to forgive me?
Does this have anything to do with hip-hop squares?
No, I was going with hip-hop squares.
No. Oh, hey, I'll tell you what's going on with hip-hop squares. Nothing.
You're not doing it. I heard D-Ray's a host.
Yeah, I heard D-Ray's a host, too, and I heard they were looking for a DJ that was already in L.A., ready to work, and nothing. But okay.
Didn't happen, huh?
I'm hereby released. Thank you.
Are you going to be mad at me now?
Nah, it's not you. You're just a cog in the system.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're live on my podcast right now. Just so you know.
This is so good. Really? This is the best content we've ever gotten.
Mara is the sweetest, nicest person I've ever met.
Where does she work?
Thank you.
She's a freelance person. She was working on the show Joking Off that I was on.
Oh, of course. Love the Joking Off squad.
She is amazing, but it's weird.
And you are too. So
thank
anyway,
you.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
And, next time.
Just curious, who's the other guy?
Oh, you're going to be mad at me.
I won't be mad.
This show can't get any better.
Matt Richards.
Oh, Matt Richards is great.
Yeah, I know. He's awesome. Yeah. I mean, not as awesome as you, of course.
He's a DJ?
No, he's a warm-up. He's a comedian. He's doing the warm-up.
Okay.
Matt Richards is great.
The warm-up for what? What show are we talking about, guys?
So VH1 Live.
What's VH1?
Yeah, so Marco Montel? He's been doing it now every week. Anyway, so I just think that we're kind of in a grind or in a groove or whatever.
You're in a groove.
Yeah.
Tell
have fun.
Tell Viacom right, Peter Rosenberg says he's never coming back. Ever. F that place. No offense, Seth.
No, please offend them.
I fucking hate Viacom. I don't ever want to go work there again. Hey, Bob Squares coming back. What a fucking joke. What a fucking joke.
Hold on. In the press release, they didn't even like reference that you had one before.
I know.
Damn.
They act like it was the first time.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, we were that meaningless that you can't even say it's actually the second time MTV.
Let's just act like the other one didn't even exist.
This is actually the second time Viacom's tried this. They tried it a few years ago. No, nothing.
I referenced it in my articles.
Oh, thank you very much, Marissa. We'll get to you in a second. Johnny 10, it's been fun working with you. Don't be a stranger.
Blessings. Of course.
Bless up.
Can I get your contact info?
Yeah, of course.
How do you work here for 2.5 months and don't have his contact
info? You don't have my number?
I have Rosenberg's number.
Oh, that's all you need, so text me.
Oh, okay.
Get your piece of paper and shove it up your ass.
Bye, Johnny 10.
Text me and I'll send you my email and all that stuff.
Okay, for sure.
Send us your art.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye, Johnny 10.
Blessings.
Bless
up, Johnny.
Thank you.
Mahalo. Mahalo.
What's mahalo mean?
I think it means thank you.
All right.
Malaho.
Amaha Malalo. You know what you want to
do?
Bye, Johnny 10.
Bye, Johnny.
Peace. I like him. He's all right.
He was actually really cool. One of our favorite
in era.
He seems all right.
He was a good one.
He was.
He's a terrible close talker. I mean, one of the biggest close talkers of all time.
Close talker?
Oh. Yeah, he would get so close to Rosenberg.
I was uncomfortable just now. He was leaning over my thigh.
Every morning, he'd come and be like, you need almond milk in your latte? And he'd be 1 inch from my nose.
Would you tell him to back up off you?
I didn't even say anything.
And then when he would fuck up on something, he'd be like, oh, man. He was hit himself in the forehead.
No, I like Johnny 10. I thought there was a chance he was going to come in here and end it all one day. I'm a little relieved that his internship ended with no problems.
He was a little bit of a psycho.
So, yeah, I'm glad that this topic came up. Not the one, not you not getting used. So why did you complain to her about Hip Hop Squares?
No, it has nothing to do with her. It's just a coincidence.
You're just talking shit in general.
No, they were out. They asked me to do something, but never told me what it was. But I figured out from the scheduling and all the other people I was around that it was for Hip Hop Squares.
This is our podcast, right?
I think so. Yeah,
we're allowed to do whatever we want.
Do whatever you want.
I'd like to vent for 30 seconds.
Okay.
About how I don't. I'm not sad about not being a part of Hip Hop Squares because I never thought that I'd ever be a part of it again, right? It was a chapter, a very quick chapter that's closed.
Mm-hmm.
But it even being a thing again is annoying. And granted, it's not a thing yet, right? But if it became a thing, because you know what'll happen, Sif. You inherently when this kind of thing happens, you didn't hear about it for 4 years, 5 years. It's like the show never even happened. No one gives a shit that I did it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it came back, people would be like, yo, you ain't a part of the new...
I know.
You ain't a part of the new Hip Hop Squares? Well, no. No. And by the way, I don't love everything I've ever done, but I really thought I was a perfect... I thought I did a good job hosting that show, and it was a good fit for me.
I had dinner with Michael Cantor in L.A., and he said, you killed it. He always said that.
Cantor was my director. He fucking loved me. He was like, dude, you are a natural at this. There aren't that many people who can host game shows. Yeah. You're meant for this. And the show just wasn't... They lost interest in 2 weeks, and this is my problem with... Viacom, sorry, inside TV business talk, they have no direction overall. It's just like, what the all of the shows collectively, when you add up where everything's going, I just don't know what the message is for what all the shows are. And so they lose interest in shit. They're like, yo, same with my Hot 97 show. So I don't know how many things I would do, I've done with that company where I feel like I'm doing it and then they lose interest. And, you know, I just don't feel like having it come up again. So when I saw a thing, and do you ever find that people, some people that I love will like text you bad news or like news that's not particularly good for you without realizing it?
Yes.
I hate that
shit. Like my buddy, who I love, just texts me randomly like, D-Ray's host of Hip Hop Squares. Just that alone. I'm like, I don't give a shit. I like D-Ray. It's always been nice whenever I've dealt with him.
Yeah.
But like, you know, that was my old job. So yeah, I'm not going to necessarily be excited that someone else, when I didn't even get a phone call, like, hey, would you be interested in coming back?
Yeah.
I probably would have had to say I can't, but I still would have loved a phone call and been flattered to be like, hey, can you? But people don't even realize that it's kind of like an irky thing that you're like, I didn't need to know that. Sife, hold on. Everyone stop the crazy talk.
Okay.
Can I give a shout out to our friends at Bevel?
Please do.
Oh my gosh. Sife, have I commented that you really need a shave?
You have. And I know how I'm going to do that.
How?
Get Bevel.
Yeah. You're going to go to getbevel.com. You're going to use the code WANEPFREE. When you do that, they're going to hook you up with 1 month free of razors. Everything you need. So you can have that clean, luxurious face that you deserve to have. Oh, crisp. You'll be the crispest. Okay? So trust me, if you want to get an amazing razor and you want to support the Juan Epstein podcast, here's what you do. You go to getbevel.com and you simply type in the code WANEPFREE.
How do you spell that?
JUANEPFREE. WANEPFREE.
Nice.
Getbevel.com. Anyways, now Marissa Mendez has walked in the room. So has Laura Stiles.
Hi, guys. Yeah. Girl Squad here. Woo woo.
Who is it?
I don't know, Girl Squad.
Girl Squad.
She just likes to yell random squads.
Two girls.
Marissa Mendez.
Always squads. You do a lot of squads. Squatting.
Scythe, don't worry. I'm not going to delve too deep into anything because I know you're not interested. But you know Marissa Mendez is now podcastless.
I'm going to have my own soon. Marissa Explains It All coming in like September-ish.
Ooh, that's what it's named?
Yeah.
That's lit. When did you come up with that?
I've had it like as my thing for a while. So
that's pretty lit though.
I figured it would make a good sense for a podcast.
Oh God, here comes trouble.
Oh my God, fucking Juanito stole my bell.
The fattest Mexican. I mean, the tallest
Juanito,
Mexican.
Where's my bell? Give me my bell, you dick.
Saif, I want to have we got to have a serious thing. So, yes, number one, to be clear, Marissa Explains It All coming soon.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Because you have been fired by Joe Budden.
Yeah.
For something that I said, which I still don't understand. I said something on the air about Joe, and I was very harsh about it. And he then turned around and fired Marissa, which I still don't understand. I just don't. I don't get it. I do not understand it.
I don't either, especially because I literally didn't say anything to you. You just asked, are they mad that you're not doing the joint pod? Because you saw it on Twitter. And I was like, oh, they didn't invite me. I didn't even have a feeling about
it. No, I had a feeling.
Yeah, you had a feeling. But we didn't discuss our feelings. I didn't know you were going to be an idiot and then go throw me in your little rant.
So I threw in the rant. I'm sorry for that.
That's fine.
I did not think that Joe was psychotic enough to then turn around and fire you for it. So I was confused.
Happen and snap, we move on.
Snap you.
That's all.
Hold on. Now Sife and
Girl Squad.
What? Now Sife and Laura are just snapping each other inches
snap
away.
Snap me, I snap you.
Sorry.
So Laura, how's your podcast doing?
It's fucking awesome. Actually, I had Marissa as a guest when I found out she was podcastless. Kind of like come sleep on my couch. And she's mage.
Yeah.
On a podcast?
Oh my God. She had, you know, her crazy stories that made Leah, my partner, scream. Like, I've never heard a scream before.
Oh, you're talking about, like, disgusting things?
Stuff, yep. Yeah.
You can't act. You can't say stuff publicly and then act like it's a secret.
It's like kicking a dead horse. Like, I let it live on a couple podcasts.
And then, you're like, no, it's over. I don't want to.
By the way, I got a lot of you guys' as listeners. Now they're, like, Improper Etiquette fans. Available on iTunes.
Let me see how you're. Oh, hold on.
Look at the numbers compared to the other ones, too. Mm-hmm. I just want to pat myself on the back real quick. Thank you very much. Hello.
Because now my podcast.
That's a big deal. Hold on, Laura, real quick.
No, listen, my podcast. No, listen, is on all like the Repug like websites that talk about like.
Because they're talking about the fight and stuff, and then they want to go into that. So they reference that.
So you said things about Joe Budden on this podcast.
All I said was I used to be a part of the podcast. It was so people took that as like the official announcement or whatever.
That's when she mentioned
being. So they went to there.
Hold on,
it's a fact. It happened. It's
she
over.
Being fired by Joe.
I didn't really talk about it. No, I just said I used to be on the podcast.
So real quick, though, Marissa,
yes.
Two things. One, Laura, good for you, because I told you you need to grow this podcast more.
Yeah.
And now your numbers are in the 4,000 and 5,000. Soon they'll be in the 9,000 and 10,000.
But look at the one, Marissa, the last one, 7.
No. 9,500.
Yes. Oh, I'm lit out here, baby.
So as I tried to tell you, mm-hmm. when you sat here being upset, even though you did feel that the podcast had kind of gotten away from you and it wasn't really your lane anymore.
Yeah.
You were worried, and I tried to tell you you should take advantage of the situation because you will bring your own audience with you.
Yeah.
I told her that too. And I've been, she's awesome.
I wasn't ready, and I think I've always doubted myself, and that's why I didn't start my own website for years, because I just didn't know like how to do my own thing. And then I think even this, I kept saying, yay, I'm going to do my own podcast, and I didn't really mean it. I probably wasn't going to do it. And now all of this that happened, it's kind of like, oh, no, I definitely have to do it now. So I'm
her podcast,
glad.
Her new podcast is going to be called Marissa Explains It All. And I told her, you don't need a co-host. You can just bring random people and talk your shit.
That's I know, but I would like a co-host only so that we have that, like, you know, in episode 30, we can reference a funny joke we said on episode two that the audience
you want a regular
knows
person.
Yeah, and we could like have that joke together.
Well, listen, you know, I feel bad because G-Code's the only person in the room who doesn't have a podcast. So if you want to
come
on.
Me and G-Code have a cool history too.
Oh, see, there you go. So literally everyone else in this room has a podcast. That was the main thing I'm pointing out here.
Yeah.
Is if you look around the room, everyone here has a podcast. Podcasts are out of control.
But you guys are the originators.
This particular podcast is none greater. Out of control.
Why?
Jazzo's finished the shit.
Why did you check out so bad? Are you a sexist because women came in?
No, we're talking about nothing right now.
No, we're not. That's what I'm on Marissa's life.
That's something.
No,
I don't
disrespect.
Think Siphon never
How
cared,
can you
though.
Say no disrespect when you just rolled your eyes, which was to say, no talking about your life is talking
no
about nothing.
But
I don't
Siphon,
care about.
Okay.
I don't
Siphon.
Care about talking about other podcasts.
Mm.
I know. I understand.
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't promote it. I'll promote a podcast, but we're talking about so much inside shit.
There's a lot. Well, there's been a lot of inside shit going on in these streets.
Well, then explain it.
We
so
just
it's not
did.
Inside.
No, no, yeah, he's right.
Just
no,
did that.
I don't
no,
know anything
right.
about Joe Button Pie. I don't know anything. What the fuck
so
you guys
remember,
are talking
remember,
about?
Remember last time?
Remember
on our podcast,
Mama.
Like a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, I complained very quickly about Joe, and I was basically like, Joe's a dickhead, and he disrespects One App, and I'm done with the shits, right?
Yeah.
So that happened. And then I guess I went on the air and said something similar. Maybe
you guess or you guess? Did.
I did. And it was
he
actually
didn't.
And it was actually much more harsh than that. I said, stop trying to be a rapper. You're a podcaster. I hate when podcasters try to rap. I think it was my direct quote.
Mm-hmm. And for the record, I was not
stupid.
Present for this rant. I had no prior knowledge.
So
this rant
Joe instantly Joe fires Marissa over text message.
What do you mean?
That's what the
just
story is.
He just texted her and said, you're fired.
You're fired.
Literally, that was just the
why?
Whole
thing. What was your reply?
I said, huh. And then I called him and he didn't answer. Then he texted me again and said, you're fired. And I said, for what? And then he didn't answer. And then I waited like 3 hours and I said, hello. And then he didn't answer.
I like that you waited and he still didn't answer.
Fired for what? Because of something you said?
Because I guess he assumes that
you
she
here?
And she came to me and said something. I don't honestly, I don't know. So
guys,
then,
who cares? She's going to start her new amazing
podcast. Well, hold
on.
I'm trying to fill Sife in. So at least he cares a little bit. So then.
Not me, the listeners.
And the listeners. So then, so yeah, you're right. Because not everyone listens to that podcast. So then Joe came in here. And we did an interview with him in which we brought up this whole situation. And he dodged the whole thing and treated us like as if we were like assholes who were like shocking him by bringing up this issue when he came in and hit us with the.
He also said he didn't know I was going to be there when I was like.
She works here every day now. and said, Siphon, I think you'll appreciate this. He jumped right into the like, I thought we were here just to talk about music. As if that's ever an interview that we do is just like, let's just talk about music because that's what interviews at Hot 97 are. Mm. And so it ended up being more about like a confrontation of like what's going on with you and your relationships with Rosenberg and Mendez. And it just sort of devolved into a mess. And now, today, I guess Joe will be releasing his new podcast. And the guest on that podcast is Star.
It's a new podcast?
No,
new
a episode. New episode.
Episode, oh.
And it'll be interesting to say. It's just an interesting coincidence that he decided to bring someone up. For the first episode after the interview with us, he brought someone up who publicly hates me and Ebro to do the podcast.
And I saw a piece on Periscope yesterday, and Star calls me a spick bitch.
You so saw that part?
What?
I called me a spick bitch, which is really nice.
What are you, Simon, I know you're not offended by much, but if someone referred to your mother that way, would you be offended?
No.
Really?
No.
Just a random guy on the street walks by your mom.
I think it's Star. It's just like whatever.
Spick bitch is pretty funny.
did he say anything about me?
I only watched it for
was
like,
he talking about you? How do you know it was about you?
They were talking about me. They were saying why I wasn't on the podcast.
He never says anything about me because I used to work for him back in the days. And me and him were cool.
Well, you're a spick bitch.
Good, you're
a spick bitch.
Well, I got news for you. I think every woman in this room qualifies in the same category.
As a spick
you
bitch.
Can't get offended at the term spick. Because as we learned in eighth grade, Spanish person in control.
That was a thing.
That's pretty good, Dave.
You're so stupid.
All right, well, good. I'm glad.
All right, no, I just want to let you guys know that I love you and I'm leaving.
All right.
Yeah, I got to go. I go to the bank.
Okay, well, see you later.
I love Saif because I don't get to see him.
Later, my SBs.
Doesn't get to see me SP. Or
doesn't hang out with you.
Answer my text messages or hang out.
I don't answer your text messages.
No.
I do too. Stop. Don't say that.
There's been numerous text messages where I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop texting you.
Stop it.
I did stop it.
Really?
And when I say I did stop it, I mean texting you.
You're lying right now. I always write back to you. I've never just ignored you, Saif.
Saif?
Saif.
Why are you just doing the beatbox?
You know what, Laura? You're fired. This hit me in 3 hours with a hello.
Now I feel a certain way.
No, you shouldn't feel a certain way.
He doesn't want to look at me in the face.
He wouldn't look at you? Mm-hmm. Don't listen. All Saif does is complain. Just don't ignore. He makes you feel guilty. Uh-oh.
I know she's busy.
Here comes another SB.
All right, so when do you want to hang out?
Is it
this weekend?
By the way.
Oh, there's so much happening in this room.
No.
So much estrogen.
Time to get rid of the SBs and replace y'all with...
Watch your mouth.
I'm not going to say it. The SBs. I'm not going to say the BBs.
What's SBs?
Yeah. No, that's what I said. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, okay.
See, wow, that's why I wouldn't say it. You see that?
Make sure.
She came right for me. What does an SB even mean?
Spanish bitches.
No, nope. But more specifically, what she was referred to, Marissa was referred to as by Star.
Oh, yeah, he called me a spig. Well, the spig bitch. I told you guys.
Bye.
That.
Later.
Yeah, I told you that in the group chat
bye.
Last night.
I thought that was a joke. I thought you were like.
No, it was,
no, that was
like,
a real
why
thing.
Would I joke and make that up randomly?
All right, guys, the estrogen and beautiful women strolling into the room continues. Scotty Beam and Gia Peppers have walked in.
Hey.
Saif, you just met Gia for the first time?
Yes, who's Gia?
Gia is a lovely young woman who works for, well, among many other things that are more important, BlameEbro.com, which is supposedly a website.
BlameEbro.com is important.
I don't know if it's an actual website, but it is supposedly.
Marissa,
I was trying to enter my identification code to log into my bank.
Ebro
it is important. BlameEbro.com, balancing the troll and the truth since 20-something.
13.
I've lost all interest.
The troll and the truth.
Now, but you can look at Gia Pepper's life directly and tell that a woman this well put together, her only job isn't BlameEbro.com. If someone's only job was blameebro.com, they'd probably be a repug individual. She does many, many other things. Scotty Beam, is there anything you want to ask for one? Actually, you know what you should do? Why don't you start a quick Facebook Live? Can you Facebook Live?
Is that all I'm good for?
Ooh!
Young MA in the building just walked in.
Yeah, why? I don't understand. Saif, are you excited about the success of Young MA?
Huh?
Are you excited about the success of Young MA?
I'm happy for her.
So you're doing well?
Yes. All right, I'm going to the bank. Fuck yeah. My money's there. Peace.
Wow, that was really great. I give you a platform, Annoy Saif Sounds, on our podcast. So you butcher the entire conversation. You can't even fit on your way out trying to leave, and that's the only exit we get. Marissa Mendez, Marissa Explains It All, coming soon. Now,
bye.
So long. They're not even paying attention anymore.
Bye, Double M.
Bye, Saif. Bye, G. Okay,
I don't need to tell you any stories.
That's a great story.
Okay, I'm sure it's a great story. You can tell it on Marissa Explains It All, coming
so
soon.
Amazing.
Close the door. Okay. Anyways, Saif, are you how disappointed by the thing that happened on the phone earlier when that woman called and said you're not going to be doing a thing? How?
Well,
but you said you weren't going to be needed for a thing.
Oh,
how important a thing was that?
Not important.
Were you actually bothered by it?
No, I'm actually
kind of relieved.
No, not just. I know I'm right. About certain issues.
Oh, it proves something that you already suspected.
Yeah.
Very interesting. How was your trip to LA? Talk to us about LA. What was happening out there?
LA was great. I had some very important TV pitch meetings.
Okay. How'd they go?
Exceptionally well.
What's happening with this? Is 50 Cent stealing your comedic idea and using it as a television show?
No.
What's his
show's like? I don't know. His show's like a sketch show.
It's a sketch show, not an improv show.
No, there's no improv shows.
Even
when they say they're improv, they're not.
You want to Facebook Live?
Is it live?
This is all I'm good for.
Well, I don't know why she's saying that.
I don't even get an introduction.
I said Scotty Beam is here. Is this your first time ever?
I don't know how to use Facebook Live. Are we live right now?
Yeah, we're about to be. Is this your own first time ever on the podcast?
Yeah, I've never been on a podcast a day in my life.
Any podcast?
No, on your podcast.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty Beam, a.k.a. Deani Scott, a.k.a. No. just...
I don't want them to ever know my name like that.
Sorry. How about you're listed in my phone as Shayla's daughter?
How about Shayla's daughter, a.k.a. Scotty Beam, a.k.a. when you're watching Hot 97 YouTube videos, the pretty girl with the big butt?
Somebody, I was out of town somewhere, I forget where, and somebody was like, yo, what's up? You used to work at Hot 97, right? What's up with Scotty? I'm like, I don't know Scotty. Scotty, you know Scotty? I don't know who he is. No, Scotty Beam. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. That's what people call her. I call her Shayla's daughter.
When did you first meet her? How old was she?
Maybe 13.
Nah, maybe.
Yeah,
13. How old are you now? 25?
25.
No, that couldn't have been that.
Why not?
How long have you been here?
13.
You were here 18 years.
Oh, that's only 10 years, right? 13.
That's only 12 years ago. Could have been earlier.
I mean, I've been here since 97.
Are you been at the station?
So then, yeah.
You've been involved in the station since 97.
I mean, yeah.
That's as long as you've been involved in the station.
Yeah.
97.
Yeah.
Huh. That's a long time.
Long
hey, Facebook Live, time. How are you? This is Peter Rosenberg. And that face and voice you may remember.
Hey, Facebook Live. Is that what you say to it?
I don't know.
Look at it. You look
hey,
at it.
Hey, Facebook Live.
Well, hey, people. Hello.
Yeah,
hello
to the people.
Hello, friends. How many
is anybody who works at Facebook Live watching this?
No, so you're not actually talking to Facebook Live.
Yeah.
I guess you're talking to just the people who are on Facebook.
We're on Facebook Live. Hi,
is this,
people.
Is this replacing Facebook. Periscope? We think Facebook Live is going to make it quiet for Periscope. Is that what's happening?
It may be. Somebody says, so Syph is back on Hot 97?
Syph, is it true that you're back on Hot 97?
No.
But you were here last week.
I just did a guest spot last week, yeah.
Does it feel like the door is more open now? Do you feel like a little more comfortable here than probably in the time immediately after you left? Or is it still weird when you come back?
I've been back 5-7 times
but,
already.
But now you're coming back after you came back and mixed for a couple days and like
feels
actually
the same as the first time I came back.
Still weird.
It just is.
It just is what it is.
Just is.
Just is, man. Yo, that's deep, bro. It's really deep.
It just is.
How many people are watching us on Facebook Live?
Not many.
Whoa.
98.
What's going on? What did you make the caption or whatever?
Wynep.
Oh, they don't even know about Wynep.
Rosenberg.
Okay.
And Syph & Sound.
Okay. And do you think it'll grow from there? Or
I hope so.
How do people
somebody
see this?
Somebody said, want it forever.
Thank you. How do people see this?
Yeah, how do people see Facebook Live?
Do you have to go on Facebook?
But did you like tweet it or you Facebook?
No, it's on Facebook.
It or
it's on Hot 97's Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And it'll send a little message.
So you have to be
everyone.
On Facebook at the time.
It's Facebook
so
Live.
What if you get on Facebook like 10 minutes later? Will
you
send an alert?
Mm-hmm.
Or will it send an alert?
No,
how do you know
an alert.
How do you know to go look
because
at it?
Because it's on your timeline.
It's a regular notification, too,
yeah.
right? Like, it's a notification that will come to your phone. If you have your notifications on your phone from Facebook, it'll be like, go.
So-and-so's
Juan
live.
App, Hot 97 is streaming
live
on Facebook Live.
Are we up over 100 now?
You're at 114.
Right. What's the best we ever get during the morning show?
400.
400? Like, what time? Like, prime time, the morning show?
Like, when I usually do it, when it makes sense to do it.
Why when people are driving? That's the best time to do
9
it.
9 a.m.?
No,
are at work.
People already got, just got to work.
On,
they're
bro.
Trying to avoid starting
yes.
work. Scotty Beam, since you're here and you obviously wanted a proper introduction, do you have anything that you want to talk about to the people? Is there anything out there? Any complaints?
No, the things that I do. I know you give everybody great, like,
you. How do you know that? How do you know that?
I know that Marissa's your favorite, so I was like, I know somewhere you can at least give me a respectable one instead of just talking about my ass.
Why is her ass even mentioned?
Because right. I was saying, it was the third thing I mentioned. I said, you
why
made
is it even mentioned?
Because people in our videos, there are many comments that come up from time to time.
I think that's disrespectful. I think you offended her.
I think
you're Howard Stern of the fucking
Scotty
ass
feedback.
Movement.
What is that?
Scotty feedback.
Well, hold on. Let me get to first of all, I want to correct one thing. I do not give people proper introductions on the show. I don't even know what Marissa's introduction was. And Marissa gets buried every time she gets mentioned. And Syph directly said that what she was talking about was nothing when she was talking about her life. So she got lots of disrespect.
I was just saying what her I think her podcast would do very well.
I love it.
I'm talking about
it will.
I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about with Joe Budden and all that shit.
And so,
I didn't care.
And Scotty, when you walked in the room, I didn't even know you were appearing today. And I'm happy that you're here. We're going to get into what she said about Marissa being my favorite. That obviously is, whoa, there's an issue. underlying issue there.
Facto.
It's like a dad. He can't have favorites.
Yeah, I've all. No, but that's what this is.
Oh.
I can get in. We can explain that
okay.
also.
Okay.
I took an interest, a specific interest in Marissa Mendez.
So you like Marissa's personality, but you like Scotty Beam's ass.
No. I love Scott.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
I don't. First of all, I don't like Marissa.
Do you like Marissa's ass?
No. And I don't like Scotty's ass. I'm pointing out what people talk about, which is
you don't like her ass?
Yo.
I don't pay attention to things like that.
Oh, okay.
To my friends. I mean, I'm aware. Sometimes like, oh wow, that thing is crazy. It's walking down the hall. Someone should clear space in this hallway. We should move equipment. There's a problem. But I took a special interest in Marissa Mendez at some point because I saw talent and something different that was worth doing. And I pushed her to connect with Ebro. You came in through Ebro. So you already had a protagonist.
So you feel he favors other people more than you?
Yeah.
Wow, that's sad and inaccurate. It
makes me feel sad.
That's absurd.
And left out. But I'm good, though.
Working through your range of crazy emotions. Back to all the things that you do, since you think I didn't put you over enough. Scotty Beam does digital content for the morning show, for Ebro in the Morning. She also does a playlist, the Put You On playlist.
Put You On playlist. Mm-hmm. It's a playlist about upcoming artists. Upcoming artists for Hot 97.
This is why I don't give her a platform. She can't speak. I'm just kidding. And then you also do these videos where she invites random people, sometimes people I don't even like or want to be in the radio station, to the radio station to be guests on her Twitter thing.
Scotty Feedback, yes.
And it's a moment.
Yeah, it's a moment. And it
is it?
It's always trending.
It's trending. It was trending number 2 yesterday.
Number 2 in the world?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Well, who was the guest yesterday?
Rob Markman.
And it trended number 2 in the world?
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen?
I don't know. A lot of people send their music, bro. And that's what happened.
When she bros, that's what that means something.
Mm.
There's something to...
She bros.
I bro.
She had like a top 10 Twitter moment.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
But thank you.
Thank you so much, Rosen. I don't know why she came in here demanding things. I would have given her a good introduction. I didn't even know you were going to be on the podcast. Marissa and I had a conversation before because I said, do you want to try to piss? I said, you should come in because we'll start fake controversy by you appearing on our podcast right after you get fired from Joe's podcast. Yes. Is there anything you want to say about Star? You want me to troll you? What do you want to say about Star?
I know you've always had some. Anything about Star.
So, moving on.
Yeah.
What else is happening? I like getting filled in about Los Angeles. You hung out with Meek Mill in Los Angeles.
I did.
How was Meek? How was young Meeky?
Meek is great. Meek got some fire.
Flames.
He got some fire coming.
Wow, and you said that all on Facebook Live. Wow, that is fantastic because you just ended the broadcast. So.
I'm going to definitely delete that
Okay, yeah, you should delete that one. Let's get rid of that. you got together with Meek. You just wanted to hear some music?
I saw Meek in a club. Ross was there. Ross did the typical ignore me.
What do you mean?
What?
I mean, he says, what's up?
Cypher, what's up?
Hit me tomorrow. I texted him. Nothing.
But you didn't do anything for...
Huh?
You never did anything for Ross.
No, I never did nothing for Ross. Ross doesn't give a fuck about me.
I just got confused.
What?
You actually helped launch his career.
Well,
in New York, you broke his... Okay.
Ross doesn't give a shit. And then I didn't even realize Meek was there. And then somebody shouted him out. So I went over to him. Meek showed me love.
Meek always shows love. Meek shows love.
I love Meek.
And then
I went to go meet him at the Bentley dealership.
What was he doing there?
Oh, he was buying a Bentley.
Why?
He was buying a Bentley truck.
Just a random day? Just like, yo, Bentley time.
Yeah. He told me meet him at the dealership. So I was, you know.
Who were you with? Were you Dolo on this trip?
Yeah.
Just moving around.
I was driving over there. I had to find it myself. He was like, meet me at the Bentley dealership in Beverly Hills. Like, I don't know where that is.
Okay, I'll find it.
I don't live here or buy Bentleys.
So there's no way I would know.
So as soon as I pulled up, because, you know, traffic in L.A. is crazy. As soon as I pulled up, I see him smiling. He's in the Bentley truck coming out. I guess he was, like, test driving it or whatever. And he left the dealership. And we're like, meow. He was out. So I was like, all right, I'm going to leave because I just saw you pull out.
Oh, wait, you didn't actually hang out with him?
No, then he said, I'll be right back. So then I waited.
Wait, he rolled out in a Bentley and came back to the Bentley.
But he was just like, he had just gotten it, so I think he was just like testing it. Like,
I guess that's what happens when people buy Bentleys.
Yeah, it's a nice truck, though. Then he came back and he was playing me some music, and I was talking to him about everything I've been wanting to talk to him about since the, you know, Twitter fingers.
So what'd you say?
I told him what I always say. I say, I said, you should have fired back heavily because you're never going to get Drake fans to like you, but your fans wanted you to hear what you do.
Well, you mean, you said, do you mean he should have fired back sooner?
Yeah.
Because he did fire back. It just came really late.
And it was, yeah, it wasn't a fight. It was a slug. It was a...
You just didn't... That means you just didn't... weren't into the shot.
Yeah, he should have, like, fired back.
Like, bars to bars to bars.
Because I had this plan. I think I told you this, right? Like,
I don't know. Tell us right now.
So, when OVO was that year that Back to Back came out, it was, like, August 3rd. So, my plan was to get with Meek. And I picked no sides. I was just interested in being in the fucking... I wouldn't want any credit for it, but I just wanted to give Meek some ideas. You know what I'm saying? For the sport of it. And I told Meek he should come out on August 6th with 6 freestyles starting at noon and then the main one at 6 p.m. You know what I'm saying? So 6 shots for the 6.
That would be a 7th freestyle, though, so you'd have to start at 1.
Oh, 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fine. Whatever. Yeah, so, like, all of them being 1 minute, and then the last one being 6 minutes. Oh, that's why it was noon. So 6 1-minute joints, and then 1 6-minute joint. Yeah.
That's 12 minutes of joints. It's a lot of bars.
But, yeah, so.
But he seemed like he's in a good space, Meek?
Yeah, he's great. Great. Going back to the core. He said, he knows, I got shot. I got shot. I took bullets.
That's how he looked at it?
Yeah, he knows what's up. And then the problem was, after he took the bullets, he went on house arrest, so he couldn't do anything.
Right.
So it looked like he was silent, but he was really just...
The smartest thing I ever heard about Meek and Drake, obviously the whole way it got started with the internet was very weird, but the smartest thing I think anyone ever told me was that when Meek wanted to convey the point of what he didn't respect about Drake, all he had to do was place doubt. Mm. You can't beat him. You cannot beat Drake in a popularity contest.
No.
I've said it's about knowing your form.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Black Twitter to have a battle with Charlamagne. I'm going to lose. There's no way I can win. It doesn't matter what brilliant, pointed thing I said. It's going to be a loss because the forum and who's there, I can't win.
Yeah.
So when he decided that Drake's a phony because he doesn't spit real bars, he doesn't write all his rhymes, all he had to do was say, listen, what you do, the R&B shit, and the getting other songs from other people and making them hits, that's the shit. You're really good at that. That's not what I do. I'm an MC. I'm a true MC. You're you, I'm me, and leave it alone. So I like your idea, too. You could either go really hard and have a great plan or simply place the doubt and walk away.
Meek,
that's it.
Meek is a battle rapper turned song, making songs. Like, streetwise, just rapid fire bars, Meek would have fucking killed for his fans.
For his fans.
And he would have never won the battle. But his soldiers would have been fucking riled up for
exactly
him.
Instead of demoralized, and also here's my thing about Meek versus Drake. Drake Back to Back is one of the great beef records of all time in terms of a complete song. It's really really good. The thing I was just saying, they really aren't the same thing at all. They're not the same thing.
Who?
Drake and Meek at all? When I meet kids, like, I just had this argument with Joe Budden, who's fucking emo. So Joe, someone who's as emo as Joe, I guess he finds Drake's lyrics really pointed. Like, he said the reason he's disappointed with Drake's new music is because, like, it doesn't have the substance as it once had. I never thought Drake had substance. Drake isn't substance to me. Meek has substance. Now, does Meek talk regular shit? Yes. Club shit, cars, I'll fuck you up, all that shit. Yes. But Meek has a fucking street tale from the hood, like a real fucking hood story. Drake is an amazing entertainer. He is a professional actor. And rapper is the role of his life. And he'll play it forever. And he does it really well. And he makes amazing songs. Meek's the real fucking deal. And that's all Meek had to establish was, I am the real fucking deal. And you can like him or you can like me, but we are totally different. Instead, he played in the wrong game altogether, and it came off the way it did. But I'm glad to hear that he's good.
He didn't finish the game.
And then it didn't get finished. And that song they made that they put out was a mess. It had fucking intros, and it stopped, and it started, and it just, yo.
He told me, he said, yeah, I took shots, and...
Yo, can we get him on One App? Yo, Meek, what's fucking good, bro? Yeah. I would love to have Meek on One App.
Yeah, he's coming soon.
Hey, that'll do it. That was a very weird One Epstein. I'm not trying to deny that it was weird, Sife.
It was crap.
What do you
Crapola.
Mean?
Crapola.
Well, why? It was entertaining.
It was all over the place.
Really was. Well, I got news for you. You were all over the country this week, so we squeezed in what we squoze in. So we got to do.
I tell you, we could do it on the phone.
No, and we're gonna have to do that in the coming weeks. But you know, was trying to get Ed Lover today. Ed had to leave.
What happened to Grandmaster Flash?
Grandmaster Flash, you didn't. It was yesterday morning at 6:30. I hit you. You didn't wake up.
Oh, you said it wasn't happening.
Well, then it ended up not happening, so it worked out.
Wait, did he show up?
Yeah, we did a thing with him. I would put that out. The fucking Grandmaster Flash thing is so interesting. I would put it out. But I got his people's contact. He's coming back to New York the 29th, and we're going to get him in. So the fall run, I do think we're going to have a hell of a fall run. I also, this is very random, but I'm excited about it. Spoke to Pudgy the Fat Bastard earlier, who has stories galore, did songs with fucking Biggie, Left Eye, did a lot of shit. We're going to have Pudgy. Gia's shaking her head because you don't know who Pudgy the Fat Bastard is.
But the fact that he did those songs.
I know. It's
Left Eye?
Yeah.
I was just listening to her the other day, and I was just like, why do we not talk about her?
Are you a politician?
I'm not.
Why'd you say that?
Because she knows nothing about Pudgy, but she still saved it. She came back, looped around.
I'm media trained.
Yeah.
She's really good. She's really good.
Looped around.
She's
nice.
Going to be a star.
That was a nice
Gia
swift.
Gia is a star. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I suggested, Gia, that you be on Marissa's podcast.
Oh, well, let's do it.
That was my suggestion. But the problem is,
I'm from DC originally.
I'm scared that you're going to
be too mage for you.
No.
You're so annoying.
I'm just scared that the sexual connotation, you're going to want to distance yourself from that
right.
after a while.
But here's the thing.
What?
It's not going to be all about sex, and I'm making
that
very clear.
But I think we should also, we already had a conversation, but there should definitely be an in-between person.
But hold on real quick. If the podcast is Marissa Explains It All, and it's about her crazy things, and you're the straight person who's like, what's wrong
down,
with you?
Yes.
You need to get your life together? You can both exist in that. Totally fine.
Okay.
Just because you're standing next to someone who talks like
her
a crazy
fans are
person.
Crazy, though.
It doesn't matter.
Like,
and they'll love you and they'll love you for being the prude who hangs out next to her.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to help you guys later. And then all I
Let's
want
talk.
Is when your podcast does really well, tell me to go fuck myself and go do something with Charlamagne. Anyways, guys.
All right, enough with the jabs.
All right, that'll do it. Sife, I'll see you. Well, I don't know about next week, but we'll very, very soon.
Okay.
Hopefully one day. Are you around next week?
I don't know yet. I'm waiting for a call.
Vintage Sife. All right, good night.